the Civic United Front threatened to not to honor whatever results after the October 30 general elections, citing lots of anomalies in the current verification exercise to verify names of the registered voters. They are specifically citing the anomaly that has just been effected by the Minister for Information, who also doubles as the Minister of State in responsible for good governance and constitutional affairs, who advised Zeki to suspend the contract, citing that the Zeki wrongly entered into the contract without consultation with the Attorney General, as the law requires.
Does the CUF agree that that was indeed improper, or do they themselves see anomalies in the deal?
Well, Zeki supports the verification through verification of the fingerprints that was supposed to be taken to South Africa. In fact, this was a study that was supposed to measure if there are people who have doubly registered themselves, so that the whole registered names of the Zanzibaris, the fingerprints, should be verified through the computer in South Africa. So this was a study that was supposed to establish whether there should be that possibility or not. And the CAF supports this verification, and they think this verification could have paved the way for a credible registered book, so that those who vote for the October 30 general elections, they vote with the confidence that that was a credible book. But unfortunately, now the ZEC has suspended the exercise.
Has Waymark Infotech of South Africa said anything at all about these allegations that the contracts were done between it and the government improperly?
Not really. Waymark has not responded so far. But I talked to a consortium of donors from European Union countries that have made a comment. And one of the comments was that they are ready to fund whatever, when should the exercise delay. But the only thing that they should expect is that this exercise should take place, and no matter whether it delays, but they will be willing to fund the exercise.
You say that the donors are willing to fund the elections whenever they are, even if they are delayed, or they're willing to fund an alternative to Waymark Infotech to do a proper investigation of the voters' rolls?
No, donors have stated quite frankly that they have confidence with the Waymark of South Africa, and they still feel that the fingerprints verification to be done by Waymark was the most proper means of trying to give ZEC, the Zanzibar Electoral Commission, a credible sort of picture. So donors have clearly said that they have confidence with Waymark, and they feel that the fingerprint verification is the only credible ways of trying to clean up all the anomalies that were being raised by several political parties, including the main opposition party, Civic United Front. And they also clearly indicated that no matter whether the exercise delays, but they will be willing to fund the exercise, I mean this verification exercise, first the study, and if the need for doing the whole verification of the fingerprints, when the need come, they will still be willing to fund it.
You have told me earlier that the Minister for Constitutional Affairs in Zanzibar had written to the Zanzibar Electoral Commission asking them to stop the contract with Waymark, saying that it was negotiated or signed improperly. Has either the Minister for Constitutional Affairs or any other government figure or ruling party figure spoken of either delaying the elections or of correcting the Waymark contract or creating another contract with another company to purge and to clean or to verify the voter rolls?
Well, so far, no, but there's only one commissioner with ZEC who happened to have one of the two commissioners from the Civic United Front who are members in the Zanzibar Electoral Commission. This is Commissioner Seif Nasser. He said quite frankly that he personally, apart from being in ZEC, he doesn't believe that the minister had the power to advise or even order the ZEC to suspend the contract. He cited Section 119, subsection 12, which he says gives the power to ZEC to not necessarily obey any law from any authority, including the government. He said ZEC was a free entity that ought to operate its activities in the way it sees, but not with influence or order from any authority.
What does the head of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, say to that?
I talked to the director of Zanzibar Electoral Commission, who is Hamis Aliame, who made it very clearly that he feels that ZEC was performing its activities in accordance to the law and regulations of ZEC, and that words of the politicians and complaints cannot drive them to sway or bend their regulations. So he believed that they still what they are doing was still fair, and they still think that the verification exercise will go on as it is, but he gave no clarification on whether they will heed to the call from the opposition parties to not suspend the verification exercise of the fingerprints of the registered names.
So does it remain at this point up to the director of the Zanzibar Electoral Commission to decide over the next few days whether he will, in fact, cancel the Waymark Infotech contract or ignore the complaints from the Minister for Constitutional Affairs and indeed activate that contract once again so the company can continue reviewing the roles?
The truth of the matter is that they have to wait for a comment from the Attorney General. So far, from what I know, is that ZEC has already forwarded the contract to the Zanzibar Attorney General. And currently, the Attorney General is studying the contract and to see it, to it that whether it was in line with the country's laws and the constitution. And after that, his comments is what will either prompt ZEC to either suspend the whole exercise completely or, you know, still reactivate the contract so that verification should be done as it was earlier planned.
Is it likely, and is there a precedent for the government postponing the October 30th election to a later date?
No, that possibility I think is not there, because according to the law, the elections takes place together between the Zanzibar government and the union government. And suspending the elections for Zanzibar would mean also suspending elections for the union government and in mainland Tanzania. So I can't see this happening, because this would mean a lot of money, would mean a lot of violation of actually the constitution, because under the constitution, the Zanzibar president can only be in power up to, you know, before November. So extending the exercise would mean the a lot has been spent and a lot of preparations for the exercise has taken place, and I just can't see it being postponed for another date.